Here we are, part three of three, when everything crashes around you. And this is to inspire, to motivate, and to really compel you, man, to get going. Don't let anything, and I mean anything, don't let anything stand in your way. Because really what the enemy's asking is, do you want it bad enough? Do you want it bad enough? Yeah, I threw a couple roadblocks in front of you, but do you really want it bad enough? Or are you going to be like most people and be like, I can't do this. It's just too hard. I don't know what to do. Oh, yeah. No, don't be that person. Whatever that person is. I think they talk like that too. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, back with part three of our series here. What a great time today, huh? You've been enjoying the show as much as I have today? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you're out there. Let me know you're dreaming. I like dreaming. Here we go. When your site crashes, everything crashes. I mean, everything was crashing. Let me tell you guys, also, personally, a lot of challenges. You know the story. I got four kids, one, our baby Susan on a ventilator. A lot of challenges with that, sleep and no sleep and caring for her and all that good stuff, okay? So no bitching and moaning about your life, because as bad as you think you have it, somebody's always got it worse. If you woke up, I mean, if you woke up today on the right side of the ground, you got a chance. A lot of people don't have a chance. You want perspective? Go to the local children's hospital near you. Sit in the lobby and watch the 8-year-old walk by with no hair on their way to radiation or coming back from radiation. Okay? You got it really good. The only problem is, the only thing standing between you and success is that stupid little story that you've been telling yourself over the past few years that you don't have what you need to be successful. You got a Wi-Fi connection. You're listening to this on your smartphone. You got all you need to make money online, offline, whatever you want to do. You just got to get your message out there. I'm still searching. I'm still searching for the perfect client, somebody that's got a tremendous amount of passion. They just need to be steered in the right direction, and I want to work with you one-on-one. Hit me up, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Put perfect client in the subject line. We will work together. You'll fill out a brief application so I get to know you a little bit before we jump on the phone. Let me tell you guys, you and me working together, forget about it. Forget about it. You're going to crush it. You know you're going to crush it. Hit me up, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Put perfect client in the subject line. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why we need to work together and what it is, man, what you want to do. We'll do it. If you really want it bad enough, it's going to happen. If you don't, no, then you don't. You know. But here we go. Here we go. So I was on the phone with WP Engine, and they told me about these tutorial videos that I need to watch to migrate my website. When you hear the word phrase, migrate my website. Now, for all the techno geeks out there that listen, this isn't for you, all right? This is for the normal people, okay? I was scared, man. I was like a kitty in a lightning storm. There's no way I can make this happen. But then I said, hey, I've gained experience. I'm not afraid of this. Let me just see. Let me take a – what's the worst thing that can happen? My site goes down. Newsflash. My site's been down for the last month. Well, how can it possibly get any worse? So I started the process. I signed up with WP Engine over the weekend, and I followed the tutorial videos on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. I work on Sunday. Oh, my God. This guy has a brand called Everyday Saturday, but he works on holiday, and he works on Sunday. Welcome to entrepreneurship. What do you think? I'm going to migrate a website on a Tuesday? Come on, man. That's when everybody else is looking for me. They want to buy products and services, and I'm speaking and traveling and things like that. You migrate your website on a Sunday morning. That's when you do it. So I watched the video, and it showed me step by step. I'm not going to get into the specifics. All you need to know is, did it work? Yes, it worked. Was your website live? Yes, it went live. Unbelievable. Let me tell you something, man. It was amazing. I'm still saying, I still check my website now like every 5 minutes. EverydayIsSaturday.com. By the way, if you're not on my mailing list, you're out of your mind. Did you put your name and email in when you went to EverydayIsSaturday.com? Got your free download of the Power of a Dream audio, 30-minute powerful audio. And get on the list, man. I announce a lot of cool things. What's happening, where I'm speaking, products you can purchase, different things I'm doing, learning. Learn right along with me, man. Right along with me. Go to EverydayIsSaturday.com. Make sure I have your name and email. I'm not going to spam it. I sent one email in the month of November to my list. I don't spam, you know, I only send emails when I think I got value to send to my list, okay? So do it. Don't be shy. Let's get to know each other. We'll be like besties, okay? So I migrated my website following the brief video tutorial, and when it was done, because I got this little bar and it's going migrating 24 files, this file, that file, whatever it's my, and then it's like done. I'm like, And I went to my website, and it wasn't there. But then I realized it's got to, you know, switch over a couple more things I need to do. Then I hit the button. Boom. There it is. Problem was, my email was gone. Oh, another thing is I had to go to Network Solutions, that the registrar. When you buy a domain name, whether it's Bluehost, Namecheap, Network Solutions, whatever. I bought EverydaySaturday.com through Network Solutions 10 years ago, all right, from a guy, John Mix. If you've never heard that story, just go to my YouTube channel. I uploaded the video how I bought the domain name EverydaySaturday. It's an amazing story. I actually give this presentation live. You can see about an eight-minute snippet of a live presentation I gave of how I got this domain name. I probably uploaded it to YouTube 2010. Actually, I think it's on my Hire Sam to Speak page, maybe even. Check the video out. It's really cool. Anyway, you got to go to your registrar, and you've got to point the name servers to the new host. Sounds techie, right? Not really. There's videos. Go to YouTube also when you want to learn something. Whenever I need it, how do I point name? Let's see. I'm typing right now. How do I point name servers to new host? There, boom. There's somebody in Pakistan, Europe, North America, South America, all over the world, Middle East, whatever, man, Australia, shooting a video on how to do it. There's 8 billion videos on YouTube. Somebody with their hat on backwards at 3 in the morning shooting a video. You can watch it on their screen, okay? It's amazing. YouTube's an amazing place to learn. I mean, it's all free. You can learn how to do anything you want on YouTube. You want to teach your English bulldog how to ride a skateboard down the driveway? Go to YouTube, okay? So I went on YouTube, figured out how to do all that. My mail wasn't getting through. Mail, my EverydaySaturday.com email, which is run through Gmail, wasn't working. So what did I do? Went to YouTube. How do you do it? MX file, MX, whatever it is, mail exchange, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to know. All you need to know, my email's working. My website's working. Everything's working. My podcast is working. I get to talk. Sam is happy because I'm happy. You get to listen to the podcast. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. I was in so much pain. How did I get out of pain? Let's retrace the steps. Like Columbo. All right. Let's take this thing apart, man. And if you don't know who Columbo is, then you're way too young to be listening to my show. We're going to dissect this thing. How did it work? Like Columbo, he scratches his head. You know, the real genius about Columbo was that he was all disheveled, and he's always like, excuse me, Mr. Johnson, but I just got one more question. I just got one more question. How did the boat get in the harbor when it wasn't there? I know, it just when it wasn't there in the first place. You know, things like that. Columbo was genius. You know, love watching Columbo. So I looked, I said, how did all this happen? How did me, little old me, stuttering college dropouts, 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class. How did me migrate a website that's working beautifully now? And by the way, I'm going to be redesigning the site myself because now I'm like Kenny the coder. Yeah, that's all I want to do now is code. I don't even want to speak anymore. I just want to code. How did all this happen? Because 2 months ago, I made a decision that I'm going to stop being an imbecile and ignoramus when it comes to programming and this stuff. I know it's difficult, you know, when you don't know it, but it's not difficult when you do know it. Does that make sense? Because I think that was something, that was either the stupidest thing I've ever said or the most profound thing I've ever said. It's easier when you know it versus when you don't know it, right? Very profound. So I started learning this stuff, and then as a result of affiliate marketing now, driving traffic, earning income, trying to get this thing to 100 grand a month, you know, doing through affiliate marketing, let me tell you, it's pushing a boulder up the hill. It really is. This is what, look, guys, if this stuff was easy, for example, whatever it is you want, if it was easy, you would just outsource it to some Filipino or somebody over in, Uzbekistan, and they would just do it, cut and paste, and do it all for you. You pay them $5, $100, $10, whatever it is. It's difficult for a reason, because people like me and you get to benefit now in a redonkulous way financially once we stay in the game. You want to exit the game. You want to take yourself out of the game. You don't win. You know, you take yourself out, you lose. You go back to the job or get paid or go broke, whatever it is, but you lose. You stay in the game, you get the one thing, man. You get the chance. You stay in the game, you get the chance. You leave the game, you get no chance. Would you rather have a chance or no chance? Let me ask you a question, champion. Would you rather have a chance or no chance? I'd rather have a chance. Now, I don't need a guarantee. I need a chance. When I was battling the node, I was banging my head against the wall. Hostgator says, I got to do this. Hostgator, it's like Simon Says. Hostgator says, bang your head on the wall. Boom. Hostgator says, pull your fingernails out with pliers, because this is exactly what it feels like, trying to get my website working again. Sam says, to hell with Hostgator. I'm going to migrate my site to a new place that specializes just in WordPress. I know it sounds painful. I know it sounds like a double root canal without any Novocaine. I get it, but that ain't going to stand in the way of success for me because I got bigger places to go and better things to do. And so do you! Are you seriously going to sit around and complain that you don't know the answer to the question when all you got to do is go get the knowledge to alleviate the pain? Are you serious? Who buys that crap? Oh, I know the water cooler junkie does. Sits around. Oh, I know. It's bad for me too. Can I tell you that my day sucked worse than your day? That's always a great conversation. That's always positive to do. My life's worse than your life. Good luck with that game. Nobody wins. Everybody loses. Okay? You know where everybody wins? Go get the knowledge, man. Knowledge is the power that you need to alleviate the pain. And then it frees you up to serve the market, add value, and make lots of money along the way. There's nothing wrong with making money. You just got to add the value. So I hope these podcasts today were as jacked up-ishness for you as they were for me, man. I feel amazing. I'm going to go out and crush it, doing 1,000 sit-ups today. Thank you very little. Also heading to the gym. It's a big cardio day. Got my gallon of water. What's going on with you? What are you doing? Where are you going? Are you my perfect client? Can we work together? Hit me up on Twitter. Are you listening to the show? Do you receive the message? Send me an email. Perfect client in the subject line. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. Let's work. Let's get your message out. And you know what's coming, right? You know what's coming. You ready? Wait for it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.